Before I get rolling with this week's episode, I wanted to make sure that I gave a shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and mind-body coach based out of Los Angeles. You might remember that she guest hosted this podcast back in January and actually came on live with me last summer in August of 2021. Jeannie facilitates breath work to decrease stress, release stuck negative emotions, and decrease pain. Are you having trouble calming that monkey mind? Well, she knows all about that. You see, it's not about controlling or managing your stress or your thoughts. Instead, it's about shifting and improving the relationship that you have with them. You see, Jeannie spent 16 years battling fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a myriad of other chronic symptoms that left her physically and mentally exhausted. She did heal herself completely, and now she's obsessed with getting her clients fast results through her one-on-one coaching program. Are you looking to decrease negative self-talk, regulate your nervous system, and heal your TMS symptoms? You should reach out to Jeannie. Check her out at www.jeanniekulwin, that's JeannieKulwin.com. Sign up for a free 30-minute consult so you can get more info and see if this is even a good fit. Again, go to JeannieKulwin.com to learn more. Welcome back. It is May 19th. Did you know, say this for the wrestling nerds out there, May 19th, 26 years ago, was what is known as the curtain call in the WWF. And if you've ever been a wrestling fan, you'll know what that means. But this is the 26-year anniversary of the curtain call. So if if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google it if you want. It's really up to you. Thanks for coming back to the show. I want to start out by giving a shout out to the patrons of the podcast. If you are interested in contributing to this podcast, help keep it on the air for free, help provide more value for more people listening all around the world, go to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast to learn more and to contribute. Patricia, Emily, Brent, Paul, Amanda, Elise, Enda, Dominic, Sasha, Sylvie, James, John, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Anthony, Christina, Ross, Julie, Brian, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast week after week, month after month, and in some cases, for some of you, year after year. So thank you again so much. Today's podcast is going to be relatively short and sweet. I was having this thought recently. It was about an argument that I had had with somebody. It wasn't even really an argument. I've talked about on the show before how I don't oftentimes go outward to help people with TMS stuff, meaning that when I first learned about all of this mind-body connection stuff, I was a little bit more forward with it. I would post on Facebook about this thing that I discovered and wanted to shout it from the rooftops and do all that kind of stuff, very outward. That was met with much ridicule. In fact, I remember someone actually said, and I had quite a few people actually just delete me on Facebook for even talking about this stuff. But there was this one woman who had said, oh, so I just click my heels together, think happy thoughts, and all my pain will go away. And I was like, no, it's actually quite the opposite of what it is that I'm saying. Nevertheless, she deleted me and I haven't talked to her since. So I had this thought. I was thinking about my eighth grade computer teacher. I think his name was Mr. Cook. And the title of this episode, Bolo, B-O-L-O. Let me make sure that I spelled that correctly. Yeah, it was a computer game. So the reason I'm calling this Bolo is that in Mr. Cook's class in eighth grade, you'd finish all your work, your typing, your website creation, whatever it is that you wanted to do. And then our free time, like basically our recess, was you can play Bolo. So some buddies and I, we just thought the game was super lame. This would have been the year 2000. The game came out in 1987. You know, by this point, Nintendo 64 was out and PlayStation was out and there were just way cooler things than a 1987 based video game. And retro wasn't all that cool at the time. So like now, if you pull out and you play Chip's Challenge or you play Mario Brothers, or you play Duck Hunt, or you play Mike Tyson's Punch Out, or any of these games that were from the 80s, it's super cool now. But in 2000, it wasn't as cool. You were just kind of lame, and you weren't up to the task of getting all the new stuff, basically. So in Mr. Cook's class, I remember one thing that he would always say is that we would talk about how like smart computers are. And then he set us straight, because again, at this point in time, we didn't have internet at my house. And furthermore, a lot of people that I knew actually didn't have internet at their house. It wasn't easily accessible if you were low income. And at this point in time, there still are limitations around people that have that can afford it. But at the time, like America Online was still relatively expensive and high-speed internet wasn't the thing. So people that didn't have internet at home or even have like a nice computer, when we went to school, these computers were like the nicest ones that you could ever find and they were great. So my buddies and I would talk about how smart computers are. And then Mr. Cook set us straight and he kept saying that computers are stupid. It's the software that makes them smart. So the programming, the software that's making them smart. And I was thinking about this the other day as it relates to mind-body syndrome stuff, right? So in this case, in the example that I have and that I'm going to talk about, we have the body, which is really the hardware. It's the machine. And forever, physical therapy, physical medicine, chiropractic, stuff that relies in this realm or lies in this realm, we think of in a lot of ways, and we've traditionally thought of as being very mechanical, like a machine, right? So there are no variables because you can look at one Ford F-150 and another Ford F-150. And if one has an issue, the other one doesn't have, right? That's why we have warranties. That's why we have to do this, because the ability to scale machines is very easy. However, scaling humans is far tougher than a machine. So what are we left with? We're left with the software and the programming, which is really the mind and thoughts and emotions and the things that really cause us this chronic illness and chronic pain. That's where this really all fits into. So this is why I was thinking about that person that had said, click your heels together and think happy thoughts and all of her pain will go away. I have to be delicate about how I say this. So we think about software and we think about what are we telling ourselves all day. In a lot of ways, life is very much about the stories that we tell ourselves. So like, what do we fill ourselves with? So if you're walking around all day and you're anticipating pain or an illness or an injury or an issue, or more recently, one of the things that I've thought about is you're sort of rehashing or almost arguing with somebody. Like you have these moments, you talk to a friend of yours, your friend irritates you, and you walk around the next day or several days and you're having a fight with this person or an argument in your head where you're right, they're wrong, but you're going over it. You're ruminating basically in a way, but you keep doing this. I know if you're listening to this, you have done this. And this is sort of one of the things that really can predispose you to pain, because here's the thing is that you're having this argument, you're thinking about the problem, thinking, and then boom, you get some physical pain. You're not thinking about this thing anymore. Now you're thinking about your ankle or your back or your neck or whatever that hurts, because you skip the necessity of the feeling of it. So here's what I would suggest you do. If you have found yourself recently or maybe even currently going through and having this argument with somebody in your head over and over and over again, and you're rehashing stories and you're, gosh, if this person was here, this is exactly what I would say to them. Go to your trunk, your torso, your heart, your sternum, and what do you feel there? Because that's where you need to go. It's not the internal argument that you're having with this person that is really helping you. And so that's really what I mean by the software, right? So we have this software, we're programming the hardware, which is our body, right? The machine. And we're filling it with all these different types of thoughts and stressful things and stories and stuff like that all day. But at the root of it, it is unfelt emotion. So again, going back to the example earlier, something ticks you off about a friend of yours. You start thinking about this situation. You get really angry, you rehash the fight situation, the story. You keep telling yourself how you would have handled it differently or how you'd yell at them or whatever the case is. And then boom, your back hurts and you've forgotten all about them. But if instead you had this story and this event and this fight in your mind, and then instead you went to your Stark reactor, which I've talked about. And if you're new here, think about where Tony Stark has his Stark reactor in his sternum, and instead put your attention there. because again, that is the feeling that you're going to feel there. Those are the unfelt emotions that are going to plague your nervous system and put it into that fight or flight. So that's something that I want you to walk away thinking about today. Yes, a short episode, 10 or 12 minutes. I've had a couple of longer ones recently. Actually, there's Dan Buglio is going to be on the show next week, and that one's another 45 or 50 minutes, and so you'll get plenty there. But I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. I want you to think about the software that you are feeding the hardware. Again, it's not about thinking happy thoughts, because you're going to have these arguments with people regardless in your head, but are you actually feeling the feeling behind it? Because that's what you need to get to. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. I'll talk to y'all next week. Take care.